I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News as Haiti continues to count the cost for the January 12th earthquake. One ministry believes the Haitian church can help in the suffering. Bright Hope International works with 100 churches in Haiti. However, most of their work is north of Port-au-Prince. Bright Hope's president, Craig Dyer, says since they work through the local church, many come to Christ. Bright Hope will be providing relief through their church network.
It's only the church that can bring real encouragement, real hope. The church can deliver aid, but also raise up a banner and see Haitians come to the Lord through this.
Money for food, clothing, shelter, and medicine is needed. Meanwhile, only 100 members of a 2,000-member Haitian church have been found after the earthquake. The pastor and three church leaders of Shiloh Baptist Church were killed in the quake. Remaining church members have lost a lot, but they haven't lost their hope. The church has become a wealth of encouragement and holds services daily. One International Mission Board missionary believes this could be a chance for revival. And finally,
for 2,000 years, India has been resistant to the gospel. Now all of a sudden it seems that the floodgates have opened, and now is the time for us to reap the harvest in India.
That's David Rice of India Gospel League, and IGL is doing just that by commissioning 1,000 church planters. Over the next 3 to 5 years, IGL plans to send these pastors to areas mostly unreached with the gospel.
These bold Indian brothers and sisters are going into places that you and I could never go. So our role is to undergird them with our prayer support, our financial support, and see a great harvest for the kingdom.
$100 a month supports a pastor. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group and fan page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.